We head now to Daniel Hargrove in Aberdeen, Montesano, and Aberdeen on the girls' side. And he is here to talk about it right now. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Dick. How's it going?
I'm doing well. You got some girls' hoops for us. Tell us about it.
Well, it wasn't a very close game from the get-go. The Montesano Bulldogs are one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league this year, as last year and the year before that. And they're led by their junior, Jordan Spradlin, who in about a half of work, because it turned into a blowout early, was 8-for-8 with 17 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 3 assists. So she is looking to have yet another good MVP-like season. She was the co-MVP last year and really a dominant athlete, as excellent shot putter and discus thrower in track, and that's where it looks like her college career will be going. But definitely a good win for Montesano as they stay unbeaten in league with a 58-31 victory last night.
Can you give me that name and her stat line again?
Jordan Spradlin. She is a junior for Montesano, and she was a co-MVP last year in the league. She went 8-for-8. With 17 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 3 assists, and she probably played about half of the game.
Wow.
Probably even less if you actually count her total minutes.
Unbelievable. Well, she's going to be right up there for our big-time performer this week, no question about it at all. So what does it look like? Can you give us an overview of what the boys and the girls look like over there?
Yeah, well, right now for the girls' side, it's Montesano and their East County rivalry in Elma that looks to be the two top dogs. They're both undefeated in league. Monty does have 2 losses outside of league, but that was to 2A opponents in Centralia and Black Hills. Elma has 1 loss as well, also in against a 2A ranked opponent, so they both look to be pretty good this year. And then in the boys' side, Aberdeen is still undefeated in their league play as they defeated the Montesano boys tonight 61-45. Usually the competition in this league for Aberdeen is Coquim. They have 5 starting juniors that they run with who have been playing together since they were in like third grade. And tonight they were led by Jared Steen with 18 points and Jack Adams III with 17 as they beat Rochester 62-47. So pretty much Aberdeen and Hoquiam on the boys' side for the Evergreen 1A, 2A league, and then Montesano and Elma on the girls' side.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Daniel. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Daniel Hargrove.